Hello, you guys. I hope you guys are enjoying the class so far, as far as meeting each other and getting oriented to the syllabus and the things that we're going to be doing in the class. I wanted to take a moment to talk to you guys about your first critical reflection paper. There is a rubric posted with the assignment, but most of the time students have additional questions or they want more of an explanation, and being online, I know that doesn't always happen, so I wanted to make sure that I reassured you that this paper is just what it says. I am, of course, wanting you to write it in APA format, and I'm wanting you to pay special attention to grammar, spelling, all of that, but I'm most concerned about the content of the paper. It's going to be really difficult for you to get anything other than the maximum amount of points for this paper, unless your grammar and spelling is just atrocious and you don't proofread at all, it's not likely you're going to get anything less than the maximum amount of points. As the rubric says, this is just a reflection. I want you to tell me professionally what you've experienced with intimate partner violence, and if you've not experienced anything, that's okay. Just let me know that. But if you have seen something in any of the settings you may have either interned or worked in, please let me know. Many students also use this paper to share their personal experiences, and I want you to know that this paper is only seen by me. So I want you to feel safe writing whatever you want to write. Some of you have disclosed in Blackboard that you are survivors, and you know, with what I know about intimate partner violence, I'm sure that there are many of you that are survivors of intimate partner violence in this classroom, and that may be why you're interested. So feel free to share if you've witnessed intimate partner violence, if you were a perpetrator or a survivor of intimate partner violence. I really would hope that you could trust me if you've gone through some horrific things, because I want to be mindful of that as we progress through this course. I want to know where you are. So if you are newly out of an abusive relationship or even still in an abusive relationship, that's something that I should probably know, if you feel comfortable sharing that, because that may dictate the media that I may select to show in the class. I want to keep you guys safe. So anyway, that's pretty much it. You know, just write and share professionally and personally what your experiences have been with IPV. Just follow whatever the rubric says. And know that when I grade the papers, I will read all of them and I will make comments. I may highlight something or tell you to please reflect on this in the second paper. Please don't be defensive and take that as something critical. We are here to learn, and over the course of these 15 weeks, there are things that you will learn, and you may be surprised at your reaction to your first paper. So don't get offended. That's happened before. I may point some things out. The other thing that often happens is a student would tell me that they've had no experience with IPV, and then the second paper comes and they're like, wow, I didn't know that I'm a survivor and I witnessed it. And now that I think about it, you know, this person is probably going through this right now. So hopefully you will find that you grow and you learn throughout the course of this class. So hopefully that was helpful. If you have any questions, please post them and ask the instructor. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the weekend. And I look forward to engaging with you guys on next week. Bye-bye.